let's we have a few minutes left in the show. So John, if you this is going to, you had told me this morning that this was going to be your last show, so I'll turn the mic over to you.
First of all, I apologize to everybody. Things have moved very, very quickly for me over the last 6 weeks. You know, 6 weeks ago, it was just my normal life. You get up, you read the papers, you do the show, did my other show, you know, go through the motions, read more papers, more news sites. But then a kid, a 20-year-old kid at the University of Texas, took my interview with Diary of a CEO and chopped it up into shorts and made a funny voice and made lasers shoot out of my eyes and changed my life. It was all in good fun. I enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. I got a good laugh out of it. But it somehow resonated with Gen Z to the point where, you know, I'm occasionally recognized on the street. Now I can't go 20 feet without somebody stopping me and asking me for a selfie. It happened twice on an airplane yesterday and five times in the airport as I was leaving from the gate to the exit of the airport. It's constant now. And so the president of a major premium network saw one of my videos, and his kids said, his kids are 20 and 21. They said, "Oh my God, we love this guy. He's so popular with Gen Z right now." And so the network president saw that I was represented just in the last 2 weeks by the Creative Artist Agency, CAA, and he reached out to me. So we had a conference call yesterday with my agent, my managers, my attorney, the network president, and the head of arguably the most important television production company on the planet. And they bought the rights to my first book. Now, this is the fourth time that I've sold the rights to the book, but they asked if we could engage in contract negotiations immediately. And I mean, when we hung up the call, the contract negotiations began. I'm going to sign the contract today. They want me to go to Los Angeles imminently. We're going to start writing the script for the pilot. And this is going somewhere. So it's not just television, but life has turned so quickly that at CAA, I'm not just represented because of my speeches or because of my books. I have six agents at CAA, one for books, one for scripted television, one for unscripted television, one for speeches, one for licensing, one for something else. I'm the new spokesman for a vineyard in Napa Valley. I'm going to do a shoot for GQ tomorrow in New York. I have to take an early train. And it's moved onto a plane higher than anything I've ever experienced before. And I'm just simply not going to have the time to do podcasts anymore. As much as it pains me, and it really does, because I love Ted and Robbie.
Likewise.
And this is fun. I mean, we're not really making any money. We're doing it mostly because we love doing it. But I have to move on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, John, obviously this is it's incredibly, what an incredible reversal of fortune, right? I mean, just it's think about where you were 11 years ago.
Yeah. And walking out of a prison. Now. Yeah. Walking out of a prison.
It's the American dream in a way, right? It's weird.
It is. It's crazy. You like my sister said to me the other day, "You're an overnight success, and it only took 18 years to get there."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. So my new book agent, when even before I was introduced to him, I said, "I know that guy. He's like the most famous literary agent in America. He represents, you know, Stephen King and giants." And they said, "Yeah, well, he's your new book agent." And I said, "Well, I'm working on a book of stories. I'm trying to put all my stories in one place." And they were like, "Yeah, that's going to be a blockbuster." So things have changed.
So yeah, that's going to be amazing. So what kind of timeline would there be for this TV show of yours?
Well,
if they greenlight it.
when we were in the call yesterday, the agent asked, how quickly do you want to move on this? And he said, I want to move quickly, like today. And we were like, oh, okay. He said, yeah, call business affairs as soon as we hang up the phone.
And yeah, business affairs is, of course, these are the internal in-house lawyers who negotiate Hollywood contracts.
Exactly. And so, boom, it's done just like that.
Amazing. I mean, it's like, I knew John back when. So,
you know,
don't forget us.
A couple of things that shock me, and it happens about once a week, is a kid, and I say kid usually because it's a teenager, 15, 16, 17, they'll ask to take a picture with me. And I always, always say, I would be delighted to take a picture with you. But one of the things that I just, it's inexplicable to me, is I always put my arm around their shoulder, right? And we take a selfie and they're trembling. Wow. And I'm like, buddy, I'm not worth trembling over.
It's just me.
Don't worry about it.
Few last comments for you. Jimmy Dean, if it's Larry Ellison's conglomerate, your message will be pro-Zio. We'll miss you, John. Which network?
No, I can't say yet. Okay. CAA is going to make the announcement.
Hazardous Vibes, thanks for the $20. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. I'm 17 and often watch you guys. I show my friends and family a lot of your videos. By the way, John, all my friends who are girls love you and think you're attractive.
Thank you. I've had 3 marriage proposals in the last 2 weeks. God.
Pay up. I have. Thanks so much. Should the Philippines cut its ties with the U.S. and fully align itself with China politically after this war?
No. No. The Filipinos are being disrespected right now, but they've got an alliance with the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, and Japan and South Korea by extension. They're desperately worried about the Chinese. And so, if anything, they're going to be pushed more into the American camp.
Two more. Moro, I nominate Andrew Bustamante as the new co-host. I kid. And the best thing that could happen to John, this is amazing, from Hogs Candyland, $5. That's a good place to leave it. So, obviously, this news caught me by surprise. So Robbie and I are going to put our heads together. We want the show to go on. We're going to continue. We'll be back here tomorrow at 9 a.m., analyzing the news. Probably Robbie is going to co-host tomorrow, almost certainly. I don't know. Robbie and I are going to put our heads together over the weekend and try to figure out what our next steps are. But in all likelihood, we'll have some kind of, we'll try maybe several possible co-hosts, see how it all goes. We might end up with a scenario where there's someone does Monday, Wednesday, Friday, someone else does Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. I, in response to the question, I have reached out to Jermall Thomas, hope to hear back from him today. So if anyone knows him, tell him to call me. He has my digits. That's about it, John. I won't lie. I'm sad, but I'm going to miss you, but don't be a stranger and call any time.
Same here. Thanks for everything, not just to you and Robbie and to Trent, but to everybody who has watched and listened and who has made this podcast a success. Thanks, everybody, for everything. Yeah.
And let me say something here real quick before we sign off from this last show. I put the links in the chat. So John now has a official TikTok channel. And you can find him with a nice little shadowed avatar there called Official John TikTok.com at Official John Kiriakou. And also you can find him on Rumble on his official channel on Rumble.
The reason and Cameo.
Yeah, and on Cameo.
And Cameo has become an important part of my life the last month.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild. So you still are able to find you're still able to find all of his contact. You'll be able to find all of his content. He's not falling off the face of the earth. He's just outgrown us.
That's it.
That's a good problem to have.
That's it. Exactly. That's true. It is a good. That's a good way to put it, Robbie. You're always good at that. All right, guys, we'll see you back tomorrow, Robbie and I, at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Friday, April 3rd. John Kiriakou, I will see you when I see you. And stay tuned for the TMI show with me and Manila Chan.